Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at these devotions on a strong family, how to build a strong family. Today, let's just talk about grace. It's amazing, isn't it? In Scripture, there is an amazing story about amazing grace. A woman who had led a sinful life was ready to head in a different direction. So she found the great agent of change. You know who he is, don't you? The story is a powerful reminder. Jesus did not turn sinners away, whatever their sin, and neither should we. Luke chapter 7, 36 through 39. Let me read this powerful story. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment. And standing behind Jesus at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this was who is touching him, for she's a sinner. I believe many people treat the same-sex attraction like a different sin, just like this Pharisee treated this prostitute. A different sin, a worse sin. Although it is listed with adulterers and the greedy and the liars, we conclude that there has to be an asterisk by those who practice homosexuality, noting that all other sins are bad, but this sin is worse. If we believe someone else's sin is worse, just think about this. If we believe someone else's sin is worse, we fail to fully deal with our sin. A guy named Stanton Jones said it this way. If you cannot empathize with a homosexual person because of fear of or revulsion to them, then you are failing our Lord. I agree with him. In today's passage, the woman who lived a sinful life repulsed the Pharisees. Jesus, by the way, was repulsed by their lack of grace. Father, may we never treat one sin as worse than another. May we speak clearly regarding sin. Help us to speak clearly and boldly in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.